Hello and welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2012 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report that's put out by the Voice of the Martyrs. It can be accessed at the Voice of the Martyrs website, which is persecution.com. You can actually have Voice of the Martyrs send it to your email every week. When it comes to my email, I print it out. I share it with you, and then I pray for the nations and people that are indicated on that report all that next week. We begin today with India. A pastor and his family were attacked recently in Nalgonda district, Andhra Pradesh, after showing kindness to a stranger. Pastor Anjanayulu of the Prayer Power Church and his family were traveling between villages when a stranger asked them for a ride, and the pastor readily offered. He and his family were playing Christian songs and testimonies in the car, which upset their guest. The passenger made several phone calls to religious extremists in the village that they were approaching, and when they arrived, a mob of at least 350 people attacked their van. The mob broke the car's windows and windshield and demanded the audio containing the Christian songs and testimonies. That's in India. In Ethiopia, a VOM partner visiting Ethiopia distributed clothing to nearly 900 children this month. Many of the children, all of whom are orphans, had never before received new clothes. The clothing was sponsored by Christians in the United States. Persecution against Christians is increasing in the Horn of Africa, according to VOM partners, but biblical training continues despite the danger. These children continue to seek God, worship, and study the Bible. Please pray for their steadfast faith and protection. In Nigeria, a pastor, supported by Voice of the Martyr, survived an attack by Muslim extremists on Friday, August the 10th. According to VOM contacts, at least 7 gunmen entered Pastor Audu Gazama's church, intending to kill the pastor, his wife, and his 3 children. One gunman entered the room of Pastor Audu's 24-year-old son, Thomas, but God gave him the courage and strength to push the man down, VOM contacts report. Thomas was shot in the leg and fell to the ground as he fled his attacker. Pastor Audu ran outside when he heard the gunshot, and although he was not hit, he also fell to the ground when gunmen fired at him. Thinking both men were dead, the gunmen entered the house to search for the church key. They forced Pastor Audu's wife and other 2 children to lie on the ground as they set fire to the house and the church. The family finally escaped and hid in the bushes as the gunmen fired into the air and shouted, "Allahu Akbar!" Pastor Audu and his family remained hidden throughout the night, and the next morning they took Thomas to a hospital in Maiduguri. Thomas has been released from the hospital, and the family is now living with another pastor in the area. Please pray for their safety. In Georgia, not the United States, Georgia, I'm assuming, but in the old Soviet Union, pray for the printing and distribution of Tortured for Christ in the Georgian language. Pray that it will be a blessing and will encourage the church to stand strong. God bless you today. Thank you for joining with me in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We hope to return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob. Although I'm an area representative for VOM, this is not an official VOM presentation. If you live in the northern Illinois area and would like me to come and share with your group officially from Voice of the Martyrs about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry, I'd be glad to do that. Email me at diakonos3, D-I-A-K-O-N-O-S, and the number 3, at gmail.com. God bless you today, and be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on sermon audio. Bye-bye.